The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Friday the 11th of October. In your Squeeze today, Australia's response to Turkey's attacks in northern Syria, our wealth gap, the Shonky Awards, and a new MasterChef lineup. This is your Squeeze today. In the wake of Donald Trump withdrawing US troops from northern Syria, there's been much discussion about the decision, whether it's right or wrong, and what will happen to the Kurds, who are now vulnerable to attacks from Turkey. Donald Trump, though, Claire, has doubled down on his decision.
President Trump yesterday really downplayed the nature of the alliance with the Kurds, even going as far to say that, look, they didn't help us in the Second World War, for example. So, you know, how close really are they to us? Reports say that about 11,000 Kurdish fighters died in those American operations against Islamic State over the last 5 years.
Turkey has begun bombing the region, and there have been reports that Donald Trump gave the green light to Turkish President Erdogan to do so. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday pushed back on those suggestions. To Australia, and our Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Foreign Minister Maurice Payne have not criticised Trump's decision to withdraw troops, but have joined Trump in saying they're deeply troubled by Turkey's actions.
That's right, and both say that they share the same concerns that many hold, which is that people will be killed, innocent civilians will be injured, and that hundreds of thousands of people will be displaced as they flee their homes. That's already playing out there with those operations kicking off.
One thing that also came up was the 60 Aussie citizens that are in the Al-Hol camps that are controlled by the Kurdish part of Syria.
Our leaders say they're there because they're the former wives and children of Islamic State fighters. There's nothing they say we can do about that. We're not going to put Australian officials in danger to try and retrieve them.
To the bushfires this week in and around Rapsville in northern New South Wales, sad news of two fatalities.
Yeah, they were a couple, a man aged 77 and a woman who was 68. They perished in their home as it burnt down on Tuesday.
Reports are a lot of New South Wales could see rain over the weekend. Good news for those in that area. Indonesia's security minister has been stabbed by an Islamic State sympathiser while attending an event in the province of Banten.
Yeah, Wiranto is his name. He's a 72-year-old former presidential candidate and military chief. He's been very dominant in Indonesian politics for a very long time. He suffered two deep wounds to his stomach. He's said to be in a stable condition in a Jakarta hospital. Three others were injured in that attack, and experts say that we could see a bit more of that in the lead-up to President Joko Widodo's inauguration next weekend.
Research released yesterday by the International Monetary Fund has found that Australia has the fourth biggest gap between rich and poor in the developed world.
Yeah, a surprising one, I'm sure, to many. The Slovak Republic, the Czech Republic and Canada are ahead of us on that list that no one really wants to be at the top of. They say those living in the richest parts of Australia, we're talking about Sydney and Melbourne, they have more than twice as much wealth as those in poorer areas, which are parts of Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory.
Consumer Advocate Choice has handed out its annual Shonky Awards. We do these every year, Claire. Those are for businesses and industries that have ripped off, misled and treated Australians like cash cows to be exploited. IKEA making the list this year.
They have a fridge that doesn't keep food very cold, which seems like a bit of a problem if you're a fridge. Also highlighted on the list was Medibank Private. They apparently have an ambulance and accident policy that's more expensive than the full sort of basic hospital policy. And the online retailer Kogan, who produces a whole bunch of electrical products, they have a very high rate of complaints.
There we go. Insurance is typically always in there somewhere, but I was surprised about IKEA.
And this time the pet insurance industry also made that list. They say the entire industry doesn't really deliver great value for consumers.
Okay. This is a great headline stealer, this one. A Queensland man has been slapped with a $173 fine for drinking water from a bottle while driving, that in Queensland.
Yeah, police say that any behaviour that could distract a driver is an offence. Anyone who thought that, you know, sitting with a coffee in your car or even, you know, going to the extreme of putting your makeup on as you're making the commute in the morning, that's a big no-no, and to be aware that that fine could easily be applied to them too.
They do say that there's many people who consume drinks while driving and do it in a safely manner. So maybe there's a bit more to this story. Who knows? We will see.
Who knows how he was drinking that water, if that's the case.
We'll wait and see. Big, huge, massive news for MasterChef fans. They've revealed their new lineup after longtime judges George Colombaris, Matt Preston and Gary Megan were dropped.
Yeah, three people that aren't probably well known. They've been in the media a bit. We're talking about Chef Jock Zonfrillo, Melissa Leong and Andy Allen. Andy Allen is a former MasterChef winner and he's gone on to do quite well with a restaurant in Sydney. Leong is a writer and a presenter, and Zonfrillo, also a very well-regarded chef who has a restaurant in Adelaide. They're going to spearhead the new program going forward, so we'll see how that goes. Lots of people will be very interested to see whether they can pull it off.
Yeah, they're not household names now, but it won't be long until they are, I'm sure. A message now from our podcast sponsor, Vrbo. Sometimes finding the right holiday home at the right price, the right location, can be tricky. They've got millions of homes around the world, so Vrbo is likely to have the place for you. Search for Vrbo, V-R-B-O, in the App Store and download their app to start your search. Check out Friday Lights in the Squeeze Today email, including a link to late night TV host Stephen Colbert discussing grief with CNN's Anderson Cooper. And as we get to the end of the year, speaking of holidays, a holiday might be on your mind. Condé Nast's Traveller Reader's Choice winners will provide some inspiration, Claire.
Yeah, there's some really amazing destinations, restaurants, hotels, your spas, that kind of thing to really go into and dream about.
Yeah, not much that's very affordable. Oh, no, you and me.
Exactly. Dreaming might be the holiday.
What's the email subject line today?
I've gone for We All Need Somebody to Lean On. That, of course, has a bit of a string with a whole bunch of friendships being discussed in the email today. We've got, of course, a link to that really interesting episode that's played out this week with Ellen DeGeneres talking about her friendship with US President George Bush and also others. So, yeah, I like the friendship theme today.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, Ellen DeGeneres sat next to former President Bush at a football game. She was photographed having a laugh with him. She copped some criticism for it and responded by saying she's friends with George Bush and that she can be friends with people who don't always share the same views. It got a lot of attention this week. That's all from us today. Enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend, and we will chat to you on Monday. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.